Down at Our Rendezvous is recorded before a live drinking audience.
This is a very exciting day on Down at Our Rendezvous. In fact, this is a podcast I would say we've been planning and thinking about for many, many months. We just had to be patient until we had the opportunity to do it. And we'll get into some of the details in a moment. First of all, Shell, you and I are both the oldest children of our family.
Yes.
The eldest siblings, as it were, which is... there's a responsibility that goes along with that, but you're also kind of you have to also pave the way.
Oh, I paved the way big time.
You have to make the mistakes that your younger siblings can learn from. I have a younger brother.
I don't feel like you
sister.
Did that as much as
Maybe
I did.
Maybe not as much as you did, but there's something different about it. Now, the Regal Seagull, where we usually host our podcast, is a middle child of a family of establishments that's about to get a new baby brother / sister. And we are at Bottle Rocket in the corner of 16th and F, downtown San Diego, pre-opening day. We're still in the final touching up phases of the bar, but we're here with Eli Delgado, our friend who we first met at the Regal Seagull and has been working there and helped managing some of the establishments, Sidecar, Regal Beagle, but is now one of the proprietors of Bottle Rocket. And you are getting set to open. Eli, it's great to have you on Down at Our Rendezvous.
Well, thank you very much, guys. It's great to be here. I'm super stoked, super nervous, but overall stoked.
Nervous for the bar or for the podcast?
The podcast is nothing, not for anything.
That's old
I'm
hat.
Podcast
you've done,
regular
you've done the
now.
Podcast.
just making sure. I want to make sure you feel comfortable with us.
The bar looks amazing, Eli.
Well, thank
it
you very much.
It looks really, really good in here. And... if any of our listeners are hearing banging and weird sounds, we're obviously, they're finishing up some things in here before a very soft open this weekend and then hopefully next week.
That is correct.
Do you know, do you have a date next week? Or
you don't want to go on record.
I don't want to go on record.
Right.
Just yet. But if all goes well, by the time this podcast is up on Monday...
it'll probably be up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
Friday.
But Friday,
by next week sometime. Start looking
out. If everything goes right, and I hope it does, knock on wood, we'll be open early next week.
So will there be a sign? Is there an open sign in the window? How will we know? Because people drive by.
Well, they can follow their social media.
Okay.
They're good on their Instagram.
Bottle Rocket SD.
Yep.
That is our handle for Instagram. Facebook, soon to follow. Twitter as well. But if you follow us on Instagram... we definitely are on there quite often, and then we can definitely post something there being like, hey, stop on by.
So I've been getting a lot of texts from friends asking. I think because I am a regular at the Seagull, they think I might know, but I know a little, but I also don't want to bug you, so I haven't been bugging you. I've been bugging you for the podcast. I don't want to bug
now
you.
Now we're
going to
bug
other...
you, though, for all the details about Bottle Rocket that everybody has been dying to know in San Diego. So why don't you just start by giving us the grand concept, and we'll go with specific questions from there. But Eli, tell us about
grand
Bottle Rocket.
Concept. We started off with what we know how to do well. So Regal Beagle and the Regal Seagull are both top-notch beer, craft beer bars. I like to call them that. And we
agree.
Okay, I'm glad. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to kind of be the happy medium between Sidecar and the Regals. Sidecar being not too divey, not too douchey, but very on-point cocktails. They don't skimp you on anything. They are true to the craft, even though you might not see it from the outside. Jesse is, and all the guys over there, Chase, they're all great. And we kind of wanted to marry that. And conceptually, as far as our artwork goes, we played a lot around with the name. As you can, it's once you'll be able to come in, you'll be able to see. We had a mural, which is our piece de resistance.
It's incredible.
Shout out to Bo. Bo is an amazing artist who customized this mural for us. Spent a lot of hours on it, and I think it turned out great. But we're trying to kind of go with the classic not so diner-y, but very familiar layout and very familiar things. Like, I think this place has a great history. It has a lot of, I guess, it has a good history. And we want to kind of keep it that way, at the same time, switch it up just a little bit to make it our own.
Yeah, it's definitely fresher in here, lighter, feels, you know, I don't know, more, I don't know, lighter.
Anyone who doesn't know, this spot was originally a dive bar of some sort. I don't even know the name.
Jewel Box. Shout out to Jewel Box.
And then later was Monkey Paw, which was a craft beer bar that was fairly well known. That closed about a year and a half ago.
Last August, if I'm not mistaken.
So if anyone's been there, you know the space, but when you walk in, you'll definitely feel like you're in somewhere brand new as well.
Which is great. I'm glad that you said that, because we definitely wanted to make everybody feel familiar. Like, yeah, this is still the spot, but it doesn't look the same. But it has that familiar feeling, and I think we kind of nailed it on that end.
And the difference here is that obviously the Beagle and the Seagull have kitchens, and Sidecar does not have a kitchen, but they do have, who are the guys that
do Cole Bros.
Cole Bros. Yeah. Do kind of, they're there every night,
I think Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah. Which they're amazing. And they do a bunch
of food truck outside. Yeah.
They're incredible. But this Bottle Rocket has a kitchen.
That is correct.
So what are you guys planning for, that you can tell us?
For sure, kind of pub fare. Kelly, who we just met earlier, mm-hmm. she, and I guess it's been a collaborative effort, but she's definitely taken all of our little ideas and crunched them up and then put out awesome, awesome product, and I'm very, very stoked for it. Our burger, I think, is fantastic, but just what I had today was our spicy chicken sandwich, deep fried.
Chicken on Popeyes. Now.
Yeah,
Oh my God.
If there's a line around the corner to get our chicken sandwich, that'd be great. But no, we definitely wanted to jump on that train, throw our hat in that ring, and I think we got a really, really, really decent product, like better than the, I think, an amazing product, and that's what I'm most stoked for as of now.
Yeah, I'm excited for the food. I mean, I know the beer and the drinks will be amazing, but I'm excited for the food.
Honestly, I don't think I'd ever have the fortitude or endurance to open my own bar and restaurant, but the only reason that I ever really want to do it would be for the menu planning stages and then the testing of the menu items over and over again until you
Eli's,
got absolutely
Eli's
right.
Patting his belly
that
right now.
To me would be the most fun part about opening a pub / restaurant and bar.
Today, we're doing a small friends and family tomorrow, but today we had our kitchen staff in here, and they were training on doing everything on the menu. So they each took turns making the burger, making an order of wings, making our deep-fried bacon. I think I'm like two chicken sandwiches deep, half a burger, half a Philly. Order of wings. I don't know, some jalapeno poppers were thrown out in the mix. A lot of things. It was fun, but I'm ready for a little nap.
So you may not be going home at all tonight.
Oh no!
But Margaret doesn't need to worry that.
Oh
you've
no!
Been
I know she's
you've
fine. She knows I'm well fed. I can take care of myself in that sense.
So our friend Abby is here, who has also been on the podcast many times. She works for Epig. She brought us beer. We're gonna share it.
Yay,
wow.
Sounds
Sound
good.
Nice.
Abby, as someone in the industry, how excited are you for Bottle Rocket to open?
I'm extremely excited, and not just because Eli bought my beer. No, I mean, having known this crew, I know they do it right. I know they care about the product. They care very, very deeply about their customers. Thank you. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
And
Dinner
you know they just
drinking.
they just have a really good thing going, and I'm excited to see the space and the unique take they've breathed back into this space, and it's awesome, and you guys are going to be really stoked on it. you know it's going to be great drinks, a great beer list, great food, you know, all the things the family of bars have already accomplished. So congratulations, friends.
Well, thank you very much. I'm like smiling ear to ear right now. But another thing that we're trying to drive home, on top of the good, awesome, like awesome products that we're trying to serve, we're trying to be utmost service. We're trying to give you the best service that we can, being friendly, being accommodating, and putting out a good product with a smiling face is definitely one of our pillars of the success of why Regal Beagle, Regal Seagull, and Sidecar have done what they've done, and I think we want to just kind of keep that going here.
I will say there are numerous TVs in here, so you will be able to watch your
sports ball.
Well,
sports.
In the summer, I mean, if then the Padres are on, this is an ideal
spot. This is going to be the spot.
Hit on the way in and out of the ballpark because it's right off the 94 as you're coming in anywhere from East County, or if you take the 805 in, it's your first stop in downtown on your way like toward the game or your way toward a night out anywhere really downtown. It's a great launching spot or finishing spot,
yes.
Yes, one or the other. Or just stay here the whole night and watch the game. That's fine too, but
Lord knows I've done that.
I got tickets. I have too. I think I've done that.
I've definitely done that.
Oh, it's the fifth inning.
And I've stayed and not gone to the game. I do
think that's fifth inning. All right, we'll just get there for like, oh, well, the seventh, they stopped serving beer. Oh, well, we'll just stay.
How did that process work in terms of coming up with a location? Did you guys kind of have the idea that you wanted to do the bar and then this location came up, or like you found, oh, this location would be great, let's do something with that? How did that work originally?
Matt told me the other day, like, this is all my fault. The reason why we're here is all my fault. Matt had expressed some interest in doing another venture, doing something else, and I have always been a little gung-ho about getting my own space and getting something that I can call my own. So I let it be known, like, hey, Matt, if something happens, like, let me know. And this place kind of just not fell into our laps, but
it kind of did, though.
It kind of did.
Yeah.
It never saw the open market. Mm-hmm. It this place never really technically went on sale. It was pretty much just transferred to us from Coronado. And I guess it was not, I wouldn't say it was luck, it was just being prepared.
You guys were ready. You knew if something opened up that you would, you know,
exactly,
be interested.
Yeah. And I know that downtown is East Village growing, it's changing, it's ever, you know, high rises and new restaurants and things like that. And it's weird talking to the people in the neighborhood and other establishments around that they're like, well, why isn't that place open yet? Like, what happened? So taking it, our responsibility to open this place up, I feel a little bit of a responsibility to do it right. Mm-hmm. And I think we have that going. I think we're going to do it right.
Yeah. It's, and as you know, as downtown continues to grow and obviously San Diego's facing like a housing crisis, density is going to increase. There's already been, as you said, a couple of high rises that have gone up. They're going to need neighborhood places as well that people can walk to, you know, less people who are going to have cars who live downtown, spots that they can get to. So I'd imagine that's probably going to be a good base of your future customers.
Matt says, you know, neighborhood bars never go out of style. And that's where we're trying to be. I mean, some of our neighbors downtown, you know, they're the new hot thing 1 minute and they fall out of flavor for the next new hot thing. We're just trying to be here for the long run, or long as they keep us in here.
That's really the you guys as a family of bars, though, yeah, have that. It's an incredible thing that you've created, and you have your regulars and then you have your, you know, people that tourists that stop in. I mean, especially at the Seagull for sure, which is where we hang out the most, but it's you somehow with your staff create that environment, which is, it's an incredible thing.
I would say, thanks, Jill, though, like between the two of us, even our favorite places that we've had as long as we've known each other, we eventually kind of tire of them and move on. There's just kind of a shelf life. But the one place that we never get tired of is the Seagull. And that's, I think that goes back to being the neighborhood spot, that's why we like to keep going back there.
Yeah.
over and over again.
Well, thanks, guys. That makes us
feel
really nice.
And we've created a family there in the sense of, like, we're dear friends with Eli now and Margaret and Patty and Tim and Matt and, you know, the staff at the Seagull. So, and then the regulars, I mean, it's just a, you know, I didn't know any of those people before I met them sitting at the bar, and now they're some of my very best friends, you know? So that's a pretty incredible thing to have created. That's magic, and that's something you guys have done with these bars. It's cool. Well,
thanks, guys. That's awesome.
Eli, tell us about the cocktail program, since we're not as familiar with that, at least at the Seagull, where they just have the craft beers. Tell me, what's the focus on the cocktails?
The focus is going to be sticking to the classics, but just doing them properly. The classics are, classics is a Don Gata style, and we're going to try to do our best to do them down to the T. We might not have much, but what we do have is going to be done right. It's going to be done properly. So we are going through our recipes and trying to dial it in as much as we can to get the best product in front of our customers without breaking the bank.
You gonna be able to make me a good Manhattan?
That's my favorite drink right now. So okay, I think I have hopefully that down pat. Like Manhattan.
I do both rye and bourbon, although I lean toward rye. But
me too. Yeah, bullet. That's
same.
Yeah. But yes, I love a good Manhattan. It's like my go-to right now, and it's fantastic.
So how many taps will you guys have here?
Currently, or in which I think obviously, you don't have it. Yeah. Didn't have any more. We have 30.
30 taps.
Yeah, I think we reserve the right to add more, of course. No, we're going to go with 30 taps. We are doing wine on draft as well. So we will have 2 reds, 2 whites, and a rosé on permanently. We'll also have a kombucha on draft as well, which is something new to us, but, I mean, it is
pretty in demand.
Yeah, it is.
Very popular at the Seagull.
The Seagull.
Not my particular brew, but I've seen a lot of people ordering them.
So we're super stoked on that. And the rest is going to try to be as close to the Seagull as possible with a cider, a sour, a couple lagers, our blonde, and of course a nice little smorgasbord of IPAs.
Will your hours be like Sidecar's hours? I mean, I know it's obviously it's going to be fluid, but when you start, how
currently
are you?
Our hours are going to be 11:30 Monday through Thursday.
Oh, nice.
11:30 to, sorry, no. Sorry, let me scratch that.
Right.
So we're going to be opening at 11:30 to midnight Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday. We are going to be open 11:30 till 2 a.m. And then on Sunday, while we're still mulling that over, but we want to be open for the first game for football. So we might be open 10 a.m. to midnight.
Cool. Those are great hours.
That's the long hours.
Yeah, long hours. So you're doing the full day.
Yeah.
No, where I'm sitting, I'm staring at this painting on the wall.
Awesome
Cobra
painting.
Kai.
Yes.
They're doing some touch-up work now, so I don't know if it's still under construction. But tell me about the Cobra Kai.
So the Cobra Kai was, I think,
it's the dojo.
Matt,
from
yes,
kid,
it's
yeah.
Matt was super adamant that he wanted to have something to do with that. our Cobra Kai is our beer and a shot special, but we decided
that
to.
That kind of reminds me of the.
Johnny?
The older one.
From
Cobra Kai, a little bit. Is that a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing, but it's a bad thing that I can't remember the name, and it's going to kill me. But what it is our all-day, everyday special, which is a large Orion, which is a Japanese lager for your happy time. That's what the bottle says. So It's going to be a large Orion and a shot of Japanese whiskey for $14 all day, every day. So that's not a happy hour special. It's not like a lunch special. It's an all day, every day special, which is a pretty damn good deal if you ask me.
Yeah, are you guys doing happy hour like you do at the other bars? Like
I think our happy hour is going to be 3 to 6.
Okay.
And then we're going to do a lunch with some lunch specials maybe in the works, but for now we're just going to roll out just like that in happy hour 3 to 6.
Tell me about your personal jump into this, because this is obviously the first time that you've advanced beyond kind of the employee level of a bar and restaurant into
you're giving him physical anxiety
okay.
right now.
When I walked in, I was the first to get here today, and when I walked in, Eli's like bouncing. He's got every emotion going right now. He's so excited. He's so stressed out. He's probably so exhausted. He's obviously eaten way too much food today. But I have to tell you, like, Ben asking him this question is like probably blowing his mind. So
this is what interviewers do.
Yeah, I know. You set me up for this, Ben.
We hold your feet to the fire.
I thought we were friends. I'm not AJ Preller. Don't do this. The jump was crazy. I started thinking about it, not for anything. Shout out to another podcast called Our Rendezvous with Sean Walchef. That guy's the man. I asked him that question, and he was like, dude, you got to jump for it. You just got to go. Sometimes you just got to do it. And
that is Sean's mantra for
yeah,
sure. Yes.
And luckily, what I started going back to, I took a class when I was in college called Growth Through Adventure, which is an awesome class. I won't get into it, but it kind of drilled into you that success is when opportunity meets preparedness. And it was just so funny to me that when Matt brought this up, my wife and I were kind of prepared to take this financial burden upon us. I say thank you to her because she's my rock, she's my everything, and without her, I don't think I'd be able to be in this position. But as a family, it was something that we had to talk about, and Margaret pretty much said, we're betting on you. We're betting on your dream, and that is something that I will that is not lost on me. So this place is like my baby. This place has
I'm
to succeed.
Cry.
And so if you don't want Eli's life ruined, please come to Bottle Rocket.
Can you
often
please become a regular here?
Yeah. Please become a regular. Eat and drink here a lot, and then Eli's whole life will be okay. Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, it could be in trouble. It's basically what
pretty
I'm
much. I don't want to give my no puppy. Pressure. I don't want my puppy Atari to have two Christmases. So. No, but seriously, guys, it's crazy. It's not all lost on me. It's weird because now I'm having all these other people come up to me and tell me, like, dude, like, what'd you do? Like, what did you do? And I'm like, I was just ready. Like, sometimes you just have to make that jump.
It has to give you a lot of confidence, though, that, you know, while obviously every bar and restaurant, you know, there's risk involved, to come from a family of the Beagle and the Seagull and Sidecar, places that are enduring, that are so beloved, that has to make you feel a whole lot better about this whole thing.
I am at ease knowing that I have Matt and Jesse's leadership already in-house, that they've done this before. This is Matt's fourth actual bar location, so he's been the one that, you know, he knows what's going on, and he's definitely has that knowledge, as Jesse as well. Jesse's like, dude, I was right there with you 5 years ago.
Yep.
That was me. He's like, I was the one that was like pulling out my hair and like going crazy and not sleeping and this and that. He's like, dude, it's just, you got to take care of yourself so you can take care of the bar. And it feels really, really good that this family has opened up three other successful locations, and we really want to be the fourth.
What are some of the like the hidden challenges that someone who's never been in a bar or restaurant business wouldn't know about opening up a new place? Because obviously I know there's a lot of them, but what specifically kind of have been some of those hurdles?
This could be a podcast all on its own, just this question alone.
Well, just from walking in here, you were pointing out a couple things that you were like, and then this came in and we had to change. Cut the bar part thing and like
you gotta be able to roll with the punches. First of all, there is the whole bureaucratic side of it with like the ABC and getting your state resale permit and then getting your federal employee tax number and then getting your health department permit. like all those things take on a lot of time and effort and due diligence and countless trips to the county office, to the state office, to the city office. I remember and one day alone, I went to 3 different government offices to try to get one permit. That's just how it is. And that's just trying to get a permit. That's not trying to think of concepts. That's right. Not trying to think of the silliest things. I was losing sleep over condiment caddies. How are we, like,
because that's like, the type of thing that you do lose. It is, because it's a little thing and you're like, makes sense.
How are we going to get utensils to the customer? Where are ketchup and mustard going to live? Do I have to get up to get napkins, or do the napkins stay there? All these little things are 20, 30, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 2 days of arguments and discussions with your partners. And no, I don't like this. No, I don't like that. This is how it is. And but back end, there are a lot of opening costs that are not seen.
For sure.
I think those, it's so weird. I'm sweating the small stuff and the big stuff, like workers' comp insurance and liability insurance, all that stuff. I'm like, okay, yeah, cool, whatever, tens of thousands of dollars. But yet, salt and pepper shakers are keeping me up at night.
Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah. There are, I mean, the bar stools, there's a lot of decisions.
Yeah, the bar stools. Then, bar as stools, you can see, they're all, I mean, we
they look amazing.
Put money onto them and then.
Yeah. You know, where the wait here line at the bar for, you know.
For example, wait here. This wait here project
yeah.
started at 10 a.m. this morning. It is currently 3:45 and it's still not done. Why? Because people want different things on it. And it's just, that's how it is. Maybe you don't want to pull the trigger and then be like, well, I don't like it. And then we'll redo it. And things like that. But it's great. It's fun. Everybody's like, oh, enjoy the process. And I'm like, shut the hell up. You enjoy the process. No, but it is. Now that I'm like, I go through every like 15 minute roller coasters. It's like, Shelly said it. I'm one minute I'm like, this is the best thing that's ever happened. I'm super stoked. I'm super excited. And the next 15 minutes, I'm like, okay, cool. Anxiety is going to just take me under. I'm going to crumble, and this is it. But I'm still stoked overall.
Eli, it looks so good in here, and I'm so excited for you and Matt and Jesse. This is
don't forget Adrian and Logan.
Adrian all and yeah, Logan, too.
I know you're going to have some friends and family, obviously, come in and test it out, but... what's it going to feel like the first time someone just walks in off the street and says, oh, I didn't know you guys were here. You open, you walk in like your first customer just out of the blue.
I'm going to have the biggest smile and be like, yes, we are open. Sit. Let me tell you about myself.
Give me all your money.
No, unfortunately, I'm going to try to get as many regulars as I can. And I think it's sad to say, just because I had my little crew at, you know, regulars at Seagull, and I had my little crew at Beagle, and I still get texts like, so where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Oh, they're still coming in.
Yeah.
Is this Eli's last day? And they're like, we're all like, no, that was last week.
They're like, what? Sorry.
Yeah. Are you stealing anyone from the Seagull away from us in Leucadia?
No, Natalie's the only one that's going to be working down here, but she's going to keep her Sunday shifts up there.
Yes. Yes. And Ben, I think, will be a regular here.
Well, that's the thing. Channel 10 is just about 5 minutes down the road. So I can come in, like, when Shelly's in enjoying her own time at the Seagull. I can maybe come in between shows and enjoy a little Ben time at Bottle Rock.
Yep. There you go.
We'll Ben. Sort of be together, but not totally.
But only one of you will get fried bacon.
Oh, yeah.
This is true.
Or
you can have it all. Honestly, when it
I mean,
comes to
I me. Will have a cot set up back there, Ben, so you're free to use it anytime. You have your one beer. You can take a 20 minute nap.
Take
Will there be a number 25 for it?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. 31. Here.
That sun-kissed.
I actually thought about this the other day. You know those little reserve signs? You have to put up the little triangle signs by the bar? When Ben takes a little doze, I'm just, do not disturb. He's fine.
It'll just be there.
Don't worry, dude.
He's not wasted.
He's not drunk. He's just
tired.
Walk in and he'll be like, Norm, it cheers.
Yeah, it's not wasted. He's
one
just
of the TVs
nap.
Will be turned to channel 10.
Yeah, since you're up, and since you're open until late, make sure the late news is on channel 10.
Of course.
After all the games, after all the games are over, channel 10 late news comes on TV here at Bottle Rocket. Well, Eli, it looks like you might still have a little more work to do, so we'll let you get back to it. Good luck. We can't wait to try everything once you actually are open for good. That should be just days after this podcast is posted. So be looking on social media, Bottle Rocket SD. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, Abby, thank you for coming by with the beer to share.
Thanks for letting me crash, guys. Congratulations, Eli.
For Shell and Ben, thanks for joining us down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.